From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov pledged Thursday to continue supporting Syrian forces in Aleppo until, in his words, the city is cleared of terrorists. Lavrov's comment came after a meeting with his Turkish counterpart, Mevlut Cavusoglu, who said the two diplomats agreed on the need to reach a ceasefire in Syria. Syria has long described opposition fighters there and elsewhere as terrorists. Russia and Turkey back different sides in the conflict. Oil prices rose Thursday, building on momentum from an agreement by the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries to cut production. The OPEC decision sent oil prices up by about 10% on Wednesday. Thursday's gains were more modest. French President François Hollande has announced he does not plan to run for a second term.
Mes chers compatriotes, je m'adresse à vous.
Hollande announced his intention Thursday in a televised address, saying he does not have sufficient support to win a second term. He has the lowest approval rating of any French president on record. The European Union's law enforcement agency, Europol, says it has arrested five people in an online criminal enterprise. Police agencies spanning the globe and representing 30 countries participated in the effort. The agency says it has closed down a criminal group known as Avalanche that has caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage through online cyber attacks. The action follows a four-year-long investigation. A human rights monitor says ethnic cleansing is underway in parts of South Sudan. Yasmin Suka heads a UN Human Rights Council team that has just finished a 10-day visit to war-ravaged South Sudan. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump headed to the U.S. Midwest Thursday. Trump visited the Carrier Air Conditioner Company in Indiana after he and Vice President-elect Mike Pence, Indiana's governor, wooed the manufacturer's executives with $7 million in tax incentives to keep most of their jobs in the state instead of sending them to Mexico.
And I said to some of the folks, I said, companies are not going to leave the United States anymore without consequences. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'll tell you right now.
Later, he will hold a campaign-style rally in Ohio, the first stop on what he is calling a thank you tour. U.S. media reports, meanwhile, that President-elect Trump will nominate retired Marine General James Mattis as his defense secretary. Trump is expected to officially make the nomination next week. Russian President Vladimir Putin Thursday said his government is ready to cooperate with the administration of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. In his annual State of the Nation address to the Russian Parliament and the Federal Council, Mr. Putin said cooperation between Russia and the United States is in the interest of the whole world. He said it is, quoting now, important to normalize and develop bilateral relations on an equal and mutually beneficial basis, end of quote. The bulk of Mr. Putin's speech focused on domestic issues. The head of the independent body monitoring the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine tells VOA the conflict is on the brink of a major escalation. Henry Ridgewell reports.
OSCE monitors report up to 7,000 ceasefire violations every week along eastern Ukraine's 500-kilometer front line. Mission head Alexander Hug told VOA that is just the beginning.
Indeed, the last 3 weeks were some of the most violent we have registered ever.
Heavy weapons were meant to be withdrawn under the 2015 Minsk ceasefire agreement, but OSCE monitors report that weapons including Grad multiple rocket launchers are being used in civilian areas. Henry Ridgewell, London.
The U.S. Senate gave final approval to an extension of the American sanctions law against Iran. Lawmakers of both parties said the law is critical to enforcing the International Nuclear Accord with Iran. A congressional committee Wednesday approved a measure that would pour $160 million into a two-year effort to counter foreign online propaganda. The money is contained in the National Defense Authorization Act. It would expand the ability of the State Department's Global Engagement Center to identify and combat online disinformation. The bill still must be approved by the House, the Senate, and signed by the President. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.